Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you. Getaway Friday, January the 16th, 2026. 1:16:26, 11 minutes past the hour. Back in studio on a Getaway Friday night with Matt Morgan in the studio. How you doing, Matt? I thought we had a wonderful show earlier today.
I think I'm doing pretty well. I mean, before the show started, there was a bit of a sneezing fit going on, but
I hope you're not sick. That's what I told you. I hope you're not sick.
If I'm sick, it's new to me.
Well, that's good to know. Your show coming up at 10 o'clock tonight.
Tonight I'm going to be talking about football. There's been some updates with the coaching carousel, so we'll talk about that. And, the playoffs are happening. And then there's some national stories I wanted to talk about. So that should be it.
Now, here's the thing. Normally I don't talk about this stuff, but it's Friday night, and, you know, why talk about the same old stuff here? I made the tabloids again. I did not realize that I had made that. See, I am the most unaware person in this. I never pay attention to this stuff until somebody brings it up. And you brought this to my attention earlier, that apparently I had made the tabloids again. And by tabloids, I mean illegitimate news sources. And I just love it. I honestly love it. Because, you know, the tabloids, when tabloids were big on the newspaper rack, you knew they were just phony baloney. It was like aliens landing on Jupiter. But they sold. You know, you wouldn't put something on the front of a tabloid that didn't sell. You knew it was a lie, but it had to sell. Like Loretta Lynn has affair with Conway Twitty. You know, you had to. It was a lie. You clearly knew it was a lie, but it had to sell. So I truthfully love being in the tabloids because I know you wouldn't do it if I was irrelevant. So it makes me relevant in a way that I really enjoy. Because if there's anything I want to be in life, it's relevant. And God knows they're making me relevant. But I have to be honest with you. This tabloid story, I don't even think they know what they're trying to say. Because let me tell you a little story. You want a little story time here?
I like
okay, let's tell a little story. Since I'm in the tabloids.
Right.
Okay. Let's run her down here. Wesleyan Davis is running for office in the 86th district.
Yes.
Okay. Early in the week, I received a tip that Wesleyan, let me put it this way, there's a story in regard to Wesleyan Davis running in the 86th district. So, I reached out to Wesleyan via private message, and I said, Wesleyan, are you scared to come back on the show? LOL. I don't have it in front. Read the quote. I don't want to misquote myself here.
Let me pull it up.
Read exactly what I said.
All right.
We got to get the facts right, because God knows the tabloids don't, so we got to get the facts right here.
Ready to come back on. Are you scared or something? LOL. I know.
LOL.
Yeah,
no,
LOL.
LOL.
It's all the same.
No, people don't know what LOL means.
Okay.
They think you had like a stroke.
Fair enough. All right.
Okay, read it slow here again. I'm going to take this part by part.
All right.
Okay, go ahead.
Ready to come back on.
Which is ready to come back on the show.
Yep.
Okay. That's what you do with guests. You invite them on.
Are you scared or something? LOL.
Are you scared or something? LOL. Which means, you know, funny. I'm trying to make a joke.
Yeah.
Okay. Continue on.
I know something about your race. I'd rather talk to you about it. But to be fair, if I don't hear from you, I'm going to run with it anyways.
Now, here's where it gets wonky. Okay? Because, now, what did I say? That second part. You can forget the first part. What is that second part?
If I don't hear from you, I'm going to run with it anyways.
No. The whole thing there.
Oh, like the entire second portion?
The second portion.
Are you scared of something?
No, not that.
What?
Not that. After that.
Like,
I heard a story, something like that. I heard a story about, I don't have it in front of my face.
I know something about your race?
I know something about your race. Okay, now right there, Weslin, I know something about your race. I do. I have a story. Okay.
Okay.
And a matter of fact, there are other people listening who are aware. You know what the story is.
Yes.
Vouch for me, there is a story.
There is a story.
Weslin, I know your story. Okay.
Okay. I'd rather talk to you about it, but...
The gentlemanly thing.
Yeah.
I'd rather talk to you about it.
Like, ask for a comment. Come on.
Which is why I'm asking you for an interview. Got it? See where this all matches up here? See how this all comes together?
Yeah, I'd rather talk to you about it, but to be fair, if I don't hear from you, I'm going to run with it anyway.
So I'm letting her know, if you come on, I'll talk about it with you first and give you a chance to respond to it, but if you don't give me a comment, I'm going to run it anyway. Right?
Yeah.
Is that what it says?
Yeah.
Okay. So, now what's the tabloid's version of that story?
I got to get the whole thing here. We've learned that he's been trying to pressure Weslin Davis, a conservative Republican candidate in the state Senate race for the 86th District, to appear on a show. When Miss Davis wisely ignored his creepy advances...
Creepy! That was creepy, folks! Creepy!
He attempted to threaten her by saying that he had information that...
Now, wait a second. What is the threat? Now, okay, what is what they said the threat was? That I attempted to threaten her, right?
Yeah.
I attempted. I guess I didn't quite pull the thread off. I attempted to, I guess,
yeah,
though.
Attempted to
see, again, I think they need some grammatical work, but go ahead.
Okay, I attempted to threaten her by saying that he had information that would affect her campaign.
True.
Yeah.
Would the story do that?
I would, yeah.
Okay.
I would, yeah.
Here we go.
And that he would release it without a statement from her if she didn't come on.
Where did I do that?
I mean, if I don't hear from you, I'm going to run with it anyway.
Right. I don't think I... No, and what's their version?
That you threatened her.
I threat... What's the threat?
I don't... That you're going to release it without a statement from her?
But no, that's not what I said.
Well, but...
I said...
But that's what they said.
Oh, I don't care what they said. Tabloid. What did I say? I said... I want to get a statement from you first, right?
Yeah. I'd rather talk to you about it, to be fair.
I'd rather talk to you about it, to be fair. Their version is, that's a threat.
Oh, well, I guess, but to be fair.
But to be fair. So, but that's a threat? Because I'm giving her, before I go public with it, the chance to make a comment.
That's usually how it works.
Yeah, that's how journalism works.
I mean, if you... Typically, when you read an article and they're talking about something, it'll say, we reached out to so-and-so for a statement, and there
was
no response.
Which I will. And by the way, when I run with this story, I will say, I reached out to Weslin Davis. She did not return with a comment.
Yeah.
Okay. So, the threat is just a bunch of malarkey.
Yeah.
So, what pressure was I putting on her?
The perceived threat.
Okay, but then get to the extortion part. I really enjoy that.
Hold on, I gotta find it. Sorry, it's a big, long thing.
They love to write about me. I enjoy it. Truthfully, I do. I mean, put me on a lie detector. I love being relevant. I love that people ask me, because I say, wow, I didn't know.
Apparently, it's gotten so bad for Spears that he's now reverting to threatening prospective guests in a desperate effort to get them to appear on his show. His tactics are nothing less than extortion.
Extortion. Now, Matt, as you understand extortion, what is extortion?
The mafia does, like, extortion when they go to, like a locally owned, like, business, and they're like, hey, you know, you're going to pay me protection money. And the protection money is really just, like, you pay them so they don't break your store.
Right. So it is, if you do this, I won't do this, right?
Yeah.
That's extortion, correct? Mm-hmm. Where in my wording do I say, Weslin, if you come on, I won't run the story? Matter of fact, I think I say the exact opposite.
Yep.
So what is extorting about that?
Nothing.
Okay, tabloids, you need a dictionary to understand what extortion is.
Also, I like how they threw the word revert in there. You got to go back to you.
Apparently, I used to get, well, you know, in the old days when I was really extorting people, Phil Donahue, I tell you, I had the goods on Phil Donahue. I'd say, Donahue, if you don't come on, there's going to be problems. It's coming out of the closet. I mean, they don't even know what they're writing. God bless their hearts. They don't know what they're saying. And I feel bad for them in a way that I'm what makes them relevant, I guess. That's a news story to them. There's not a shred of truth in that. And when I run the story, it will vindicate everything. Now, do you think they'll run a retraction saying, oh, he did have a story. He did try to go to her and get a comment. We retract everything we say. Highly unlikely.
I wouldn't see that being...
No, it ain't gonna happen. Tabloids don't retract. So, my point is this, folks. When you read something, don't believe it. Because the truth is, what you've got is some people... I don't really know what it is. I don't know what... they've really got it for me. But it's good to be loved.
You got a fan club.
I love the love. I love the attention. You know, that's what you want as a child. You really want attention. So I appreciate it, and I like being in the tabloids, and God bless you for making me relevant. God knows I am always begging for guests. I mean, no bigger loser than me. But just try to come close to the story. Like, if you're on the dartboard, like, try to come, like, 5 feet. Like, it's like they're throwing darts and they're hitting the wall. They're not even on the dartboard. You know, if you're going to do a story, get a little closer than that. I mean, and first of all, Weslin Davis isn't exactly the big get in Marion, Ohio, by the way. If Weslin Davis is your big get, you know, you probably don't have a show. You know, having a show and not having a show at all, okay? And having Weslin Davis as your guest, very similar. Very similar. Completely not being on the air and having her on the air, same type of show. Very similar ideas. I think I've said my piece.
All right.
Good Lord. I mean, and I hate to take time to have to do that and give the state of the station here, but honest to God, I mean, come on. And you use the same old lines all the time. We've been down that road. You know what? After all these menacing things you think I've done, they've named days after me in this town. The WWE's put me on their Hall of Fame ceremony. I've done my tour of the schools with Mary Ellen Withrow. There have been AP stories. I mean, get a grip. Move on. Move on a little bit here, folks. Old news. I feel better now.
That's good. I'm glad.
Oh, and there's also a line in there, God bless their hearts, where I can't get guests. Now, Ted Strickland, former governor of Ohio, was a guest this week on this program. Jason Schauber did 2 hours this morning, filling us in on what's going on with the city. Governor of Ohio. I don't know what kind of guests the tabloids are running, but I guess they haven't had a governor on.
We had the sitting governor at the Little Brown Jug.
Had the sitting governor at the Little Brown Jug. You know, when you get a governor on, call me. I've had five. And in the last year, I've had both people running for governor this year who actually have a chance of winning. So I'm going to have six. You know, when you get halfway to where I am, call me up. We'll do business. Lord. See what you have to do sometimes.
It's good stuff, isn't it?
740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And by the way, normally I wouldn't address that, but I found that one particularly funny. Because if you read it, it doesn't make any sense. None. What did you make when you read that thing?
Well...
I mean, it's certainly an interesting kind of thing, you know. I mean, they've done other stories about you also.
Oh, God.
Like, it's really an interesting type of thing that they got going on.
They really got a thing for me. I feel like I'm the girl in school who they love. Go ahead, caller.
Hello, boys. I haven't talked to you in a while, Mr. National Enquirer Inquiry, so I thought I would lend my dulcet tones while I'm driving along here.
Well, please comment, Adam. Go right. And by the way, you did. Go ahead.
Was this in the National Enquirer, or what? You never mentioned. Was it one of those
articles?
One of those websites.
It was one of those websites.
What was it?
One of those websites. I don't want to give it any attention.
You're not the front story in the National Enquirer, though.
No, but I. You know what? I'm working my way there, I think.
You know, maybe someday the way you interviewed Helen Thomas after she kind of had that problem, someone will interview you and ask you, why did you pick me to interview you? And you'll say, you've always been so nice, and you're a fair reporter.
Well, Adam,
kind of be in Helen Thomas's shoes.
Well, Adam, obviously you just heard what I ran down. What do you make of that?
I think it's a compliment, Scott. I mean, people want to talk the dirt on you.
That's what I think, too. I mean, I really...
They want the dirt. You know, it's like, they're kind of... It's not much unlike when Naomi deals with them, and she always fires back, and she with something... Twice as relevant and amusing. So you're right. Kind of in that league,
right? And I just don't feel the need to respond. But this one actually made me laugh because if you read exactly what I wrote, clearly I'm not trying to extort the woman because I tell her that I'm going to run with the story anyway, and I'm giving her a chance to make a comment before I run with the story.
Yeah, I think she will, unlike certain mayors who have just ghosted you, but will talk to other people. So we can say what we want. With Weslin, she has come clean. I would think whatever this thing is, I don't know.
She ain't coming on.
And talk about it.
Okay, no.
I don't know the full story.
No, I'll just tell you why. I'll tell you why.
The mayor, you know, he's ghosting us, and yeah, it's aggravating.
Well, I'll tell you why.
I'll talk to other media outlets. He's just afraid of you. I mean, he's got a phobia.
Well, Weslin's afraid of me now too. God bless her heart. But here's why she ain't coming on. She sent them the screenshot because that was a private message. Now, as a reporter, I keep all private conversations off the record because that's what you're supposed to do when you have journalistic integrity. Weslin, I'm starting to wonder now because she sent that message, which clearly was a private message between her and I, to the tabloids. Now, so Weslin...
Well, that's being naughty.
Yeah, so Weslin, because
it's like Watergate, Scott. It's Mary, you know. Well, she's in the Mount Gilead, right?
Right. So
Morrow County. It's Morrowgate.
So Adam, that private conversation that I had with her, a political candidate and a journalist having a private conversation, to send that to another, well, to send it to a tabloid. What does that say about said political candidate?
There's ethical problems, and we're dealing with ethical problems on all levels of government. And, you know, she's young, but at least she studied Watergate in history books. I lived through it, so she should learn about that stuff. There's ethics and reasons why we have these laws, why we have HIPAA in the medical business, etc.
Right. And also, again...
You know, gossiping and giggling is one thing, but sharing stuff that is privileged is something else. What kind of ethics would she have in office?
Well, there you go.
I mean, that's the thing. Just like when you interview somebody for a job, the person's late. Is the person going to be late for work? Is the person going to come dressed inappropriately? You know, you come on time.
Right, and this is what I find...
If you're interviewing for a suit and tie job, you don't wear shorts and a tank top.
Right, and like I say, if you want to attack me, you know, line up. But here's the sad thing. I liked having Weslin on because she's running...
Yeah, she's been great. Yeah, she tells it like it is. She's... She's easy on the eyes, too, which doesn't hurt in our media age.
Here's what I would say. I liked having her on because...
Scott, she's very pretty.
Okay, well, here's the thing.
I'm also saying, I mean, image is important, right?
Hers isn't too good right now after this story.
Apparently not. I'm not happy about this. I don't know the whole thing, but...
But, well, I mean...
I, doesn't make her look too good, I'll tell you that. I think you handled it pretty well. This tabloid, they just like to be juicy.
Well, they do, and God bless them.
As your buddy, the late Mr. Donahue said, it bleeds, and this definitely bleeds.
Right, but this isn't a true story. When Donahue did his story, at least it was true.
Yeah, well, right. Well, it's a tabloid, and sometimes it's partially true. I mean, I asked my mom, it's like, well, how do they get these pictures and these gossips about celebrity A sleeping with celebrity B? And she said, well, they get a picture of them together at a party and say, well, just because they were talking over a beer, they were sleeping together. I mean, that's kind of that logic, which is ridiculous.
Right. And here's the thing. You know, as I said, basically to her, I said, I have a story. I want to get your comment before I run with it, but I'm letting you know I'm going to run with it even if you don't comment. That is honest.
Yeah, they're twisting it. Yeah, I don't see the blackmail or the extortion, whatever term you want to use. I don't see that. You're giving her a friendly reminder, saying, Weslin, you have a right to tell your side of the story, just like a defendant has a right to defend him or herself, guilty until proven innocent. And if she's going to be hush-hush, that pretty much says that she's guilty.
Right. Now, here's my question, Adam. So when I run the story, because apparently now since she sent that private conversation to the tabloids, I'm guessing that's her saying that she's not going to comment. So when I write the story and I put Weslin Davis had no comment, now do you think the tabloid's going to retract that and say, oh, yes, Scott actually did have a story and he did give her the chance to speak on
it? They want readers. Again, I don't know. I would assume it's one of these Facebook groups, I mean, Marrying Crime Chronicles or one of those. I haven't seen it, but I'll look for it.
You can look for it.
You might find yourself on the front page of the National Enquirer.
Well, it's just sad. Again, you can attack me for not the first person to do that. I enjoy it, as I've said to you before. But here's the thing.
It's attention, Scott.
It's attention.
It brings listeners. I think all that controversy the station had has brought us listeners.
I agree.
It might seem like it's been bad, but you know what? It's put us in the forefront.
Well, I learned a long time ago when the Bill Cosby story happened and those people started calling from Baltimore to razz me, people were listening in Baltimore.
Oh, yeah. We don't know.
Right. So here's the thing. The point is that you can attack me, but what this says about Weslin as a political candidate, I think, is the sad thing. And it says that she has no ethics. And,
I mean, if she came on, let's say she does, maybe she'll, out of lack of a better term, get her you-know-what out of her you-know-what and come on. Well, what would you say? You said, Weslin, the mic is yours. What happened?
I'd let her talk.
What would you do? Would you grill her? Would you say, Weslin, the floor is yours? Start talking. What would you do?
I said, did you feel extorted, Weslin? Do you know what the meaning of the word extortion is?
Okay.
Yeah, go ahead. Floor is yours, Weslin. Answer.
And
then let's talk about your story, Weslin.
I mean, people know, and I think this has come up with Mayor Bill, is you challenge people. You know, you can be tough, but you're fair. I mean, I think what Helen, I, you know, we've heard that interview 1,000 times, but I think what she said is right. You're fair, but, you know, you will ask the questions.
Well,
someone like Geraldo, I mean, he has that reputation where maybe he's not too fair and he can really come at people.
I just think this is a particularly interesting one because this one is not even near any truth. And the fact that Weslin Davis conspired with the tabloids to go after a journalist, I think really says something about her.
Yeah, it's backstabbing. Better term, it's not very ladylike.
No, so I mean, you know, God bless her heart.
Better term, I mean, you know, I've heard her, yes, she's rather to the right of me on a lot of issues, but I think she does care, but I'm, you know, kind of wondering. I mean, you know, Jason Schauber wouldn't do that. You know, again, he may be too conservative on some issues, but in general, I mean, he obviously cares, which I would probably take as a compliment that he didn't win because I think his excellence scared some people, but that's politics, unfortunately. But he wouldn't pull that. Think about who would. Yeah, maybe I'm wrong. But, you know, think about who would not do that.
I don't know anybody who would pull it.
We don't know Weslin as well, but, you know, Jason would not do that.
You know what? I don't know anybody, honestly, who would do that beside her. And this is a sad thing because, you know, she was the one who ran the very nasty campaign against Tracy Richardson, which a lot of people found very underhanded.
Well, is she a wolf in sheep's clothing? Is that what we're kind of getting
at? Here's the thing. I mean,
she's pretty and she talks nice and, you know, she's polite and, you know, talks about how much she loves her country, it doesn't mean that that there isn't something inside lurking.
Well, here's the thing. The problem is she ran that very nasty primary against Tracy Richardson, and Tracy can't stand her because of it, and she knows it. And a lot of people in the Republican Party can't stand her because of it, and she knows it. And yet, as time goes along, she told me in the interview I did with her that Tracy was, you know, it was warranted and so on and so forth, and this is not going to be a dirty race and blah, blah, blah. Well, she's doing the same things. And, you know, Weslin, I guess this is who you are. You know, God bless you, Weslin. Whatever.
So, you know, wolf in sheep's clothing, out of lack of a better term.
No, I just, I'm sad.
Not very ladylike. I mean, those are things, you know.
No, and I'm
at
just...
At least, you know, with Naomi, yeah, I mean, she may not be ladylike at all times, and she'd be the first person to admit that, but she can dish it in, she can dish it out.
I don't
she'll
know.
She'll come on the show, and she'll come on the show where she'll call you, I mean, if there's anything that needs to be said.
Yes, and Weslin, call up. I mean, you know, call up Weslin. I mean, I'll talk to you right now. We can go through the story. I don't mind. Let's do it.
Do you know what her day job is? What kind of work she does?
I think she's a hairdresser.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, they gossip and stuff. I mean, thinking is it something, you know, something like a
I don't
wear.
Know. I'm kidding. I don't know what she does. It's some kind of beauty spa or something, isn't it?
Okay.
What does Weslin do? Do we know? Is it a beauty spa? What is that thing she does?
I don't know. She just likes to say she's a small business owner.
Yeah, what does Weslin do? Does anybody know? We're going to Google her, Adam. But in any event, what do you find?
Maybe she's Mike Wilson's hairdresser, because he lives in that area.
Oh, there you go. But what do you make of this behavior from Weslin, who you said you liked up until this point?
Well, I think you need to fight fair. I look at some people that are on the show. I think you'd agree with me, Naomi, Jason. I tell you, Naomi, she can dish it in, she can dish it out. And she would, you know, I think we'd agree, she would come on the show if there, I don't think she would do this. No, obviously not. What I'm saying is if there were some controversy, she would come on and she would say what she needs to say.
There you go.
And Jason, you know, Jason may have strong opinions, but he does care and he's a gentleman. And I think maybe she should take a cue from that.
Well, here's what I wonder.
Yeah, I'm not people smart, Scott, but I think I know enough that I can make these observations.
Well, here's what I wonder. Why does she want that job so bad that she's willing to go to these extremes? I mean, what is it about that job?
Human nature, you want power.
Okay. Well, maybe. I don't know.
I mean, it's not President of the United States, but, I mean, Donald Trump wanted power.
Well,
he doesn't need the money. I mean, you know, I think he kind of wants to retire, but it's like, well, this is his last hurrah, you know, as an adult, be president.
Well, you know what?
I mean, she's young, right? She's in her, I think she's at 40s, right?
40s, 40s, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, she's not Donald Trump's age. Yeah, so, I mean, she's, you know, middle-aged, so it's one thing that she could do.
You know, the hairdresser,
you come across a lot of people, and it's probably easy to campaign among all your customers. You know, okay, well, remember, didn't the hairdresser almost cut your ear off, Scott?
Oh, that is true. Yes, you are right. That's true.
You tell people, you know, if you don't vote for me, I'll cut your ear off.
well, here's
you and Scott could be twins. I don't know. I just came to mind, Scott.
Well, here's the thing. You know what? I would never run for office, but if I did, if I could not win with dignity, I really would not win. And to be honest with you, I have not heard Ben Weber or Mr. Wolf. I've not heard either one of them say a negative thing about Weslin.
Yeah. And that was Brian Hambley, too. He's a gentleman, you know.
Yeah. So, I mean...
He certainly has, you know, strong opinions, but he... But it is part of it. It's like, that's what some people like about Trump. He's not a gentleman. He's, we can say, this asshole. And that isn't necessarily bad. A lot of the best sports coaches are assholes. Dusty Baker had a reputation of being too nice. Yes, he finally won because he was such a good manager, but being too nice was a light on the guy. But does Trump take it too far? Well, I say that he probably does. But maybe that's what Weslin is doing, thinking, well, what would Donald Trump do? Well, it's different.
Well, I mean, maybe it'll work for her. I don't know.
You know, she just needs to act, you know. I said, well, Donald Trump, I may agree with some of
the. Do we know what she does? Do we know what Weslin Davis does?
He acts like a spoiled fourth grader, and maybe she's taken after that for some reason.
She does something. I don't know what she... It's something to do with...
To, yeah.
Does something with beauty, I'm pretty sure. There's something...
Well, she, like I said, you know, she's not bad to look at, so, I mean...
Have you ever been in the room with her?
No, I just pictures. I mean,
oh, okay.
You know, I'm not saying that she's Lonnie Anderson, but the late, great Lonnie Anderson, who is still beautiful, I mean, in her late adulthood.
You know, and what's interesting...
WKRP.
You know what's interesting?
I mean, she's certainly not unattractive.
You know what's interesting about this? There are adjectives that people use to describe her when they have been speaking to me. Now, I'm not going to say them because, again, I think it's below the belt. They're not kind adjectives.
You know, didn't she say that people thought she was a bimbo or something like that?
Lord, I'm trying to remember the quote. What was the quote?
Yeah, it was something
I just
of that
thought ilk. She. I just thought that she said that people thought she was dumb.
Dumb, maybe. It was dumb. Yeah, and you know, maybe that's why people think that, is because you do things like this, and you don't realize, you can win, Weslin, God bless your heart, I'm not saying you can't win, but is this how you want to do it? I mean, is it self-respecting? I don't know. I guess that's everybody's decision.
Well, we shall see, you know, just because some of that may work for Donald Trump, it's not going to work on this level. I mean, there's a difference in local politics. I mean, you know, especially when you're a hairdresser. I mean, Mount Gilead is not very big. Everybody in town knows her. And this stuff will spread like a weed. So.
Well, let's
hope that we can get a resolution and people can just get along.
Well, let's hope. Adam, State, I'm glad to hear you. I'm glad you're out there.
Another topic.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
I'm not sure if you've covered this on the show. I've not listened every minute. But you're aware that our friend Ted is going through some hard times.
Yeah, I have not wanted to...
Have we covered this? Or I mean, I it's very sad. I mean, that picture that I saw...
No, I
is very, very, very upsetting.
Yes, I don't want to bring that up because I think there's more to that, and until I have the full story, I don't want to talk about it.
Yeah, I didn't make... I'm sure you've seen it.
I have seen it.
But I don't know, you know, I've not heard it discussed, but I mean, our hearts are with the guy, so I don't know what to say.
Yeah, there's more to that, and I think that will come out as time goes along.
Yeah, that's all I need. I just don't know. I
don't know exactly what, you know, I'm not saying
well,
I know more.
Listeners, I mean, you know, if you're religious, pray for him. If you're not religious like I am, keep him in your thoughts.
Right. So there you go.
Okay, well, that's all I had for you.
Well, I appreciate it, Adam. Thanks for calling.
Anything you or the man with the golden hair want to ask me?
Not that I get, but if keep listening. You never know; it might pop up.
I'm sorry, people listening, it might pop up.
Yeah, I say, you never know what might come up. So if it's something, I'll shout it out to you.
Okay, I'm sure Naomi will call because I brought her up a few times.
Well, I hope so. I'd like Naomi, to hear from Naomi.
Naomi, you know the number.
All right, thanks,
okay,
Adam.
All right, see you later, boys.
Bye, bye, Adam. Stay safe. All right, Adam Lepp, the computer guy. Every Thursday, 12:15 to 1, and also doing our news and weather and obituary reports every morning, which the other day I gave him great praise for, because it is important to have those things on a local station every day, as well as keeps the website up and running, which is a big, a big feather in our cap. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. I don't know what the woman does. I thought she told me she was a hairdresser at one point. I'm not trying to be facetious.
I did see a thing that was posted that said that, oncology trained, and she was trained in aesthetics. So
there you go.
So
I'm right.
Yeah, that's like cosmetics.
Okay, there we go. Ay, ay, ay.
Yeah, cosmetics.
Yeah, we didn't talk about that part of it. So, past the tabloid part of it, the fact that Weslin gave a tabloid a private conversation, what do you make of this candidate's character?
Well, I'm not, you know, I mean, I think that, in general, if somebody sends you a private message, it's good practice to keep the message private. I mean, you know.
Do you know how many people I could run into the ground with things I know about them and private messages that I have? Like I told, do you know how many people I've got the goods on in this town?
No.
Quite a few.
Quite a few.
But you don't do it because you have journalistic integrity, and you know that it was an off-the-record conversation.
Yeah.
So, again, I don't know what this woman's doing, and I guess she started the problem. The tabloids had no truth in a story, but you know, Weslin had to give him the screenshot. So
I wonder if like Weslin told him to like post it, or if they just posted it of their own accord.
I don't know. It doesn't matter. And as Adam said, I learned during the Bill Cosby
thing. Well, because like, if they just posted on their own accord, it's kind of the same thing. They took a private message and posted it to the internet.
Well, like I said, I just don't do things like that. And I'm not even going to call them names. I won't do that. I'm not going to get on that level. So I'm not going to call her a name.
Well, yes, name calling is no good.
I don't think that's a good look, and it's not very tasteful. So there you go. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. But we will run the Wesleyan story, as I said I would do, and then you'll see that there is a story. And, you know, whatever validity you give the story, whatever. I mean, it's factual. We'll back it up with the facts. But I wish she would have gave a comment. You know, I think that would have been the smarter way to go. But I guess she did not. She must be frightened by that. Because why? It must be one of those preemptive attacks. She must have, like, PTSD from that Tracy Richardson race.
Did Tracy Richardson, like,
start? Like, they were firing back at each other, and it got to be very nasty.
That's what matters. Who started it?
I don't remember. I really don't.
Well, I mean, yeah, fair enough, I guess. I don't know.
Whatever.
I don't think.
So without telling the story, because we'll hold that, you know, another day. Maybe Wesleyan will reach out. I'll give her one more day. Because I'll even be fair to her. I still will be fair to her. If she wants to comment. We'll do it. Because I don't take this stuff personally. This is like, you know, big-time wrestling. You know, it's kind of silly. but you know the story.
Yeah.
So what do you think, without saying what it is, about that story? How do you think that plays for her?
Well, I mean, it's certainly not, I mean, a positive thing, I guess. I mean, it's interesting.
Think it hurts her?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's not a great look.
Okay.
I mean, you know.
Well, Wesleyan, 24 hours. If you want to say something, I'll put it in the story. I'll put your comment. If you don't, I'm going to run it anyway. As I said, no extortion. It's coming out anyway, but I would like to have your reasoning as to why it happened. That's all. 740-383-9944. And if we don't, we'll just put no comment. So, what else is on the agenda?
I don't know.
What else were we talking about earlier?
I don't know. We talked about the...
Oh, you know what? I do want to hear something we haven't talked about. Governor Strickland was on the show this week. The show that can't get guests here. And, God almighty. That interview has gotten the biggest response a Governor Strickland interview ever has gotten. There's something like 70 plus reactions, 30 plus comments, 7-8 shares.
What'd he say?
I don't know why that interview is such a hot point for people. What was in that interview? Was it because we talked about the Minnesota shooting? Was it because he officially endorsed Amy Acton during it? Was it because he talked about Trump? Was it because he talked about DeWine? Was it because he talked about Les Wexner? I don't know. I don't know what was the hot point of that interview.
Man, you got him to talk about Les Wexner.
I did.
Isn't that something?
Yeah. Real stories. 7 See, when I talk to Governor Strickland, he doesn't take private conversations and send them to the tabloids. So, you know, see, that's a real politician. That's how you become governor. You operate above the belt. You operate like a human being. Jesus.
Well, you know.
What world are we living in?
Sub Rosa tends to not be a good, modus operandi.
So anyway, what do you think it is? Those were the subjects. What do you think's hitting the nerve?
Well, I mean, I think that the Minneapolis thing, I guess, is certainly big right now, but I don't know that that alone is going to... I mean, everything else, I feel like he... I guess he officially endorsed AIMEE Act, and that's pretty big. But, I mean, other than that, it seemed... Well, I mean, I didn't hear the interview, but it seems like that's, you know... He talked about Trump. I mean, he's talked about Trump the last few times he's been on. So, I don't know. I mean, there's those two things.
But I will say, I do appreciate...
Did you ask him about David Pepper?
Yes, I think we talked about David Pepper. Yes, I think we did.
That's good.
Yeah, we talked about the whole spiel. It's a good interview. I thought it was a good interview. I just never thought I'd get that kind of play.
Well, somebody wanted to hear it, I guess.
A lot of people did.
Well, yeah.
Good for them.
Reactions are always good.
Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Any thoughts out there on anything? We'd be glad to hear from you. And Weslin, call on in. We can have a little conversation live.
That'd be nice.
You know, I just... I think it's because of when I got into journalism. I have a little different perspective on it than what exactly other people are doing in journalism.
How so?
Well, because we actually had ethics in those days that you abided by, because you were not seen as a legitimate journalist if you didn't abide by those ethics.
Well, a lot of people still abide by...
I don't know if they do in Marion anymore. I think we're about it.
Oh, I don't know about in Marion. I was talking about, like, you know, you can read articles all the time that I think are pretty good.
Oh, no, there's still news sources around the world. I'm talking about in Marion.
Oh, well.
Are there any actual news sources in Marion? Like, I mean, you know, they got MRN, but I don't think MRN counts.
No,
like,
there's no more local news there. No.
Syndicated.
Even the Marion Star this week has been a little slanted.
I didn't look at the Marion Star this week.
Just a lot of auditor stories.
Oh.
What did you make of that today? Jason Schaber telling the whole story of what's really going on with the payroll problems.
Well, I mean, it certainly seems like there's some kind of problem going on there. I mean, I don't know how you would set up ADP. I don't know anything about it, really. But, I mean, I figure you'd have to... I don't know how many cities the employee have, but I would assume each employee has to have, like, something close to their own profile, because otherwise how are you going to know which account to send the money to? And I'm assuming each one has a pay grade, so you got to put in a pay grade for each city employee, and I don't know. It seems tedious, and, you know, like I said earlier, I mean, they were training, or Miranda was training, the budget director, can't think of her first name for some reason.
Chelsea
Troiano. They were training her on ADP, and then she was scooped out of the auditor's office, and the auditor has had... There was another person, I think, who left with, like, a 2 weeks notice, I do believe. I don't know. So the auditors had staff problems as of late as well. So it doesn't seem like she's getting any help.
No, but I believe Jason said it's 50% her problem and 50% the mayor's problem.
Yeah, but...
Which is not exactly how it's being portrayed.
Well, no, I mean, that's, you know, they spent, I don't, you know... however long beating the auditor over the head, and she wasn't even at the last meeting.
I don't know. It's just a little hinky, in my opinion. Why doesn't somebody take the bull by the horns and say, listen, the buck stops here. Let's fix this.
Well, I mean, I don't think... Well, I mean, I think to say the buck stops here, you got to take responsibility. And I don't think anybody wants to take responsibility.
So you think it's pride, as Jason said earlier? It's a prideful thing? Can't admit wrong because you're prideful?
It wouldn't necessarily surprise me. I mean, nobody wants to be wrong. And nobody wants to be wrong to the extent of having to get the state come in to look at our finances.
Yeah, but what does
right,
that...
I guess they're fine. I don't live in Marion.
I don't know. I don't know. It's all very bizarre, in my opinion.
It's certainly something. I mean, they have talked about how nobody in the city really talks to anybody else, or like, you know, the administration.
Communication problem.
Yeah. You know what? Communication tends to be key for most things, and I would assume that that would apply to running a government.
Yeah. So here we are.
But they all got to stay in their own lanes.
Which they don't.
Well, I mean, no, it doesn't seem that way. I think that somebody ought to do something. I mean, if the financial problems are really, I don't know. I mean, there's just so much that, I mean, I don't know how big the auditor's office is, but there's just a lot that they want out of the auditor's office. I think that they should probably help the, I mean, you don't have to help with the actual, I guess, like work, but I mean, like, they beat her over the head all the time for not taking calls. Like I said, I mean, somebody else I'm sure could take a call at one point or another and then relay the information.
Don't you think that there should be some kind of cohesiveness on the third floor? I mean, once you're elected,
well, that's how it's supposed. That's like the part of the communication. I mean,
I think that's Marion's whole problem.
If you communicate well, there's cohesion.
I think our whole problem is you got little camps and you got people who won't talk to people, and as long as you operate like that, you're never going to be able to do anything.
Well, nobody really knows what anybody else is like. Nobody really knows the state of anything else until it's too late.
I don't know. It's a little embarrassing, I think. Like I said, I don't even understand. Apparently, Sean Barr and Twyla Lang and Rob Smith have sent complaints down to the state auditor's office, but they hadn't even gotten them there when the story hit the Columbus News. So the Columbus News story looks as if nobody's complained about the auditor.
You know, a while back Miranda came on and she said that she, I think it was Miranda came on. She said that she had heard that there was going to be, I don't know, something sent to the state auditor's office to try to remove her.
Yep. Well, there you go.
Well, they stood up in the next meeting and said that wasn't going to happen.
Well.
Wasn't happening.
Whatever.
I mean, they gave it a year, I guess. Not even 6 months.
It's not an easy process.
Well, I mean, you know, it's an elected official. I wouldn't imagine it's just like a complaint and it's done.
I mean, you really got to show what's going on there.
I mean, you'd probably have to show like a willingness to, or like an unwillingness to work or something like that.
I don't know. I don't understand why, if she was so bad, why nobody ran anybody against her.
Well, yeah. I mean, there's always that. I mean, they spent so long. As long as they've been beating the auditor over the head, she ran unopposed in the last election. I mean, you know, if you wanted her gone.
Elections have consequences.
Run somebody against her. I mean, that's how it tends to work.
I mean, I just don't know. I just think elections have consequences, and if you didn't want her, you should have ran somebody.
That tends to be how it works, or I guess.
And she ran as an independent. It's not like it would have been hard to beat her.
Yeah. She was appointed by the... Was she ever, like, labeled a Republican, or did they appoint her as an independent?
You know, I think there's a deep story there somewhere. I don't think she ever told him she was a Republican, although I certainly wasn't in on the meetings. But why did the Republicans appoint her? Why did they think... What? You know, everybody makes fun of her qualifications. What was the Republican Party in Marion that saw those qualifications and appointed her to the position?
Yeah.
Isn't that more their problem than hers?
Well, I mean, I guess it's both of their problem. I mean,
well, no, because they could have said no. Yeah, if I come in and say I want to be auditor, what's your qualifications? I've worked at McDonald's. That you can turn me away. You are appointing this. This is not an election.
Well, yeah, I mean, but I mean, I think
they could have stopped her. She couldn't stop them.
Yeah, I think she could have.
How could she stop them? She was just applying for the job.
But don't apply for the job?
But
say no?
That doesn't mean you get the job.
Did she apply for the job? I thought they were, like, asking, like, looking around for people.
Yeah, looking for people.
Well, that's I mean, if she was asked, she could have been like, "No, I don't have any qualifications."
Right, but when they say
an airline can't.
Now wait a second, you're not making any sense, because if I get you into the meeting and I'm making the choice and I say, "Do you have qualifications?" and you say no, well, that's on me. You got the job, that's on me.
Yeah, I mean,
that's not on you.
She could have just.
I can stop you.
Yeah.
I can say no.
I mean, yeah. I mean,
you can't stop me.
But like, I mean, they. I mean, they can't like be like, "You're running." I mean, they. I mean, they can.
Huh?
She could always say no. Or she could have
no
always
to
said
what?
No to being appointed. She could have said no.
Who's gonna say no to being appointed?
I don't know.
Here's the job. No. No, you don't. They appoint. You have to offer the job.
I don't know. I mean, I think there's definitely been conversation on here on whether or not if they got rid of Miranda, if anybody even want the job.
That's they could have appointed nobody. They could have appointed Tommy Reese. They could have appointed anybody.
You can appoint nobody. What do you have then? Like a special election?
Well, no. If why would you? Okay, one person showed up. Is that what I'm being led to believe here? Miranda McGinnis was the only person who showed up to the meeting.
I don't know. I don't know. How
but, and you don't have anybody
don't
in
the
you don't have anybody in that whole club who can fill that vacancy.
Well, I don't know how that whole selection.
Well,
process
I'm just
works.
Asking you. I mean,
I would assume there's somebody.
Okay,
I mean,
here's your choice. You get her, or you get somebody in your club. Now, which one do you want? Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, I bet you right now, Scott, they'd have a hard time getting somebody to do that job, and they'd probably have to walk the streets and ask everybody they've seen if they want to be the auditor.
They might. Hey, I tell you what, we got to go to break. Stay with us. Call back next hour, and we'll continue the conversation.
Okay.
We'll be back after this break.
But, oh, villains, the actors, are the best things in the world to play.